What's going on, y'all? I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. I know I've been away for a minute. But I just rekindled my gemstone adventure. And I ended up at the Bell Point Gemstone Show. And bought me so much stuff that I just wear on a day-to-day basis. They sell jewelry there. Sell gemstones, any type of gemstone you can name. Even gold, you know, gold and diamonds is what everybody accustomed to. But it gets intricate with these other stones. You have to take on the liking to them and learn those different things. So, you know, I've been doing it on an everyday basis. Yeah, no, so I went to the gemstone show and got a few items. I'm gonna go in depth on them piece by piece. It was like 5 or 6 different pieces, you know. But they all have some significant properties. And I'm able to tap into who I am and tap into my God energy, maybe. They'll make my adventure and my journey a little bit better. All right. Yo, so for everybody that wanna hear, you know, my personal journey, I've been through a lot, man. Basically, just been asking to be more stable with, you know, get money, paying bills, taking care of yourself, and just not living above my means, so I ain't gotta stress out. Trying to remain stress-free, even though it's a bunch of work stress, you know. Just try to remain stress-free. I'm not gonna tell you about my journey, cause it ain't over. And where I am now is probably pivotal to where I'm gonna be. You understand? So I ain't trying to explain all that. But during this journey, I'm here to talk to y'all solely about stone. I know I got them NFTs, but I done put the drawing shit in scribes and papyruses and shit. So they still around. I just have to rekindle that fire. But, you know, Moss Agate will help with that. You know, that greed, that will, any stones that help with your will and your heart is what matters, you know, when it comes to just getting stuff done. You know, whatever you want to get done, make sure you strengthen your will, and, you know, make sure you manifest. Do the most crazy shit to make yourself manifest. Sometimes your body don't want you to manifest and say good things. So the best thing to do is do it even if you look crazy. And some of the best advice you can get amongst people who have some of the most courage to just, you know, get shit done. All right, so we're gonna get on the Moss Agate later, basically, for writing. I used to use it for writing, put it on my wrist, use it for writing. It's just the will and then manifesting. Get off your ass and do what you said you're gonna do. But the first piece that's popping up in my mind is why I went there to that gym show is for tourmaline. My stone I'm looking for right now is green tourmaline. And it's just my favorite one. I don't know what it do. I don't know how to use it and all that shit and put it on this on that wall. But it's the one I'm going after right now. I try to remain humble with the knowledge because you never wanna be pompous. But green timer. Now, last time I went to the show, maybe 6-7 years ago. So, me going was like reuniting, you know what I'm saying? And First time I went, I seen a big chunk of green tourmaline. I mean, it was the size of a computer screen. And it was humongous. It was like on top of like all the stone in there. And they wanted like $3,000 to $6,000 for that stone. And it just was intriguing to me. And I just, ever since, I just been hunting them down. And just trying to get pieces of green tourmaline. Whatever, it's just my favorite. Whatever. But I got me a piece. But guess what? I only could afford one piece in there that was there. Everything else was 150 and up. Everything else was $100. Mineral samples, $150, $350. One in there was $3,000. That was not even the size of a regular rough stone, you know what I mean? Not even 3-4 inches. It was $3,000. So, that's a hell no. And I'm not finna break the bank to get it. I think it's a pricing fluctuation. And last year I went, like I said, I seen one as big as an LED screen on a computer, laptop, and they wanted $3,000 to $6,000 for it. But like I said, I bought the smallest piece they had in there. I checked every store high and low. I checked every store. I ain't care about them trying to stop me. I have stones on. I use my will. I said, I don't care if they hate. I don't care if they love it. I'm taking high and low for what I want. You know, the facts still remain. I'm giving them my money. You know, even if they acting funny, you know, I weigh all that in. But you never let nobody stop you from getting what you want to get done. Never. Because that's the personality of somebody strong will. So, if you're listening to me, you know what I'm saying. So basically, I see this one went about green tourmaline. But another stone that looked like green tourmaline, but it ain't, is called serpentine. And I got this ring. Everybody that see my Instagram gonna see this ring, because I'm gonna wear it every day until it break. Matter of fact, I wear these rings that with the green stones, and it helps with will, helps with, you know, making your decisions and pushing on that decision. And I use it until they break. You know, I break the stone and go get a new one. So I done had flat pieces of green tourmaline as I think about it. And I literally ripped the silver off the hinges. So I'm always looking for new rings like that. Especially with a stone I know about with good properties. And guess what? I got this one, the serpentine, a big piece. And it's one of the first stones I wanted when I went to that show also. But I got a little chunk of it, lost it. Got a bunch of it, lost it. And then I got this one. Yeah, I did lose my little beads. I had the beads. And I would use them on my bracelets. So shit wouldn't hurt my hand, my wrist when I'm doing work, when I'm working. Put shit on your wrist, put shit on your hands. You got stones on your hands, absorbs the any pain, stress on your wrist, on your hand. May help you with your arthritis. You know, a bunch of different things it go into. You know, me, I use mine for real life situation. I mean, it's a lot of ways to explain what it do. You do explain it in a fairy tale way, or you explain how you use it in reality. You know, So I'd rather use it for real life purposes, help a nigga, save a nigga life or something, or just help a nigga heal, or just maybe, you know, build something with this shit or something like that, you know? Yeah. So, those two, I got those two, and I turn around and got me this green apocryphal light stone. Don't know what it do, but somebody was begging me for one, to sell them one, and I didn't have it. I didn't know where to find it, and the one I seen was expensive. So I bought one of my own smaller version that's green. It's not white. It's actually green. So I don't know what the other property is, but I'll definitely be able to talk about it later after I look into it. And then turn around and bought me a black tourmaline egg-shaped stone. Because I know historically that was used to resemble safe travels. And that is one of the most important things that you can pray about, is safe travels from here to there, from this to there, from point A to point B. The most thing you could pray about that's in God's control is safe travels. So that's one of the things I want this stone to represent. Safe travels. You did. Whatever somebody think, it's none of my business. As long as I get from point A to point B, and I do it in a timely fashion, it's okay. It's okay. Even if I gotta catch the bus, it's okay. Catch the train, it's okay. But I got those, and then I got y'all. All those is gonna be some of my favorites. As soon as I got them, they was on me. I'm not buying for style and none of that. It's for a purpose. And only time you see me buy for different reasons, for wholesale, to share with other people, most of the time is, you know how it go. You know, money ain't everything. So please, don't start that shit. I've been trying to show y'all that I'm trying to be more about other things than money. Guess that's what people assume. But I ain't really feeling that, man. I'm not feeling that. And nobody can make me be on that. As if I'm just, you know, arrogant asshole. That's what they want you to be. But that's why I'm gonna tell y'all about the next stone I bought. Now, I bought a necklace. This necklace has amazing properties. But this necklace is very, very strong. It has pyrite and amethyst, and it's tied like crochet around. And when I put this necklace on, I immediately start feeling a little bit warmer. Why? I don't know. When I was at the gym show, I was looking at the andalusite, which is a brown stone that comes with a permanent cross in the stone. It ain't fake. It's just how that stone, the lines in the stone, the cleavage in the stone is perfectly crossed. They intersect 90 degrees. So that stone there has a bunch of properties, but I didn't get it. But if you're looking for something to ward off things. For me, as somebody born around April Taurus time, I got a bunch of earthly properties, and the brown stone with a cross in it can ward off shit for me. It might not do that for the next person, but it can punch, hit psychic that have evil intent or that's trying to presume some ego shit over, you know, who I am. Or just, you know, they just walking with their ego. They not paying attention to you, but with that stone, if they look your way, it's gonna push them back a little bit. They gonna feel it. Even if it's just in the mind, they gonna feel that energy. It's a moving energy. Cause they moving the way they moving, but so is their energy from your, you know, your protection. And I didn't get it. And I should have got it. Something made me go for pyrite. Because it's gold, it's yellow, and it's supposed to help with digestion and other health properties in your lower abdomen. So I went with that one. But I shouldn't have went with that one because I got a shitload of it already. But after investigating the stone in and out, we found out that it's more used for as a war necklace. It's a war necklace. And it's for when you ready to, set some straightening. You know, so, we got that in a private place right now. You know, that's none of your business. You know, but I got a feeling that ain't it. There's one more thing I bought. And it's on my wrist, and I ain't took it off. Copper bracelet. I like copper bracelets. They different. Can't no nigga say, oh, you taking styles from me. All people I grew up around, they didn't wear copper bracelets. They don't. They still wear Nike bracelets, rubber bands, and shit. Not out of here. You know, I gotta switch the swag up. But with these copper bracelets, it's just like I said, it's like having something on your wrist that if you gotta break something open, if you gotta put some force on something, if you gotta push something out of the way, wearing this type of stuff, rings like that too, it protects your hands. It protects you and give you strength. So what stone it is, it's not a biggie for me. But what properties it bring is very important. You know, like pyrite gonna absorb a lot of the sun heat. So it's gonna store a bunch of that heat in the atmosphere. And in return, it makes you hotter. It is gonna do something to you. You know, it make your head tingle. It make your body kind of shiver a little bit. But it's all experience. As long as they ain't got poison, it wasn't put in no poison before they give it to you. Now that's what you gotta watch out for. Well, I ain't saying nobody do that. I'm just saying, it's still the experience. But what we find out is pyrite has a bunch of sinning acid, and this acid is very, very dangerous if exposed incorrectly. 8 hours in the sun, you work in construction, you got a big old pyrite chain, or you outside 8 hours straight, you heating up that pyrite chain. and it's breathing out this destructive air. It's releasing destructive gases and shit. But that's after so many hours and shit. You know, if you take it off and put it up, look at some of your jewelry that absorb heat, and you know, take it off, put it up. Don't keep it on too much of it. Absorb heat, and you feel it. Might be bad for you. One more thing. I ain't wanna speak on this. I bought me a piece of the overhyped malachite. Oh, it's a king stone. Malachite is a king stone. It's a man stone. When you wear it, your masculine appears. Anybody wear it, they realize they know what I'm talking about. The stone was broken within 2 days. I bought one from a state sale, and I broke the stone completely in half within 2 days. So, be careful what malachite you get. I don't think they're good for rings. Every time I get one, I think they're good for necklaces, but they're not good for rings, because I break them. But one of my necklaces I speak about a lot, I bought it in North Carolina, and it worked a miracle. It started off bringing me a lot of mental strength. So, you know. Okay, I'm gonna close it out after this. All right, we're closing it out, man. You know, I'm rolling up 420, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanna say, man, I really took a break because this how much time it take me to learn. You know what I'm saying? You know, as much as a show is easy to do, you know, sometimes you gotta go do other shit. You know, time is important, and sometimes it's a time to do, it's a time to play, it's a time to work. But when it's time to play, you should know it and you should have fun. But when it's a time to work, you should know it and you should have fun. And you shouldn't have fun, but you should. And that's just how it go. And one thing about it, all of us, we connected to a source, and the trends, they come and they go. So, you know, like I said, it's the same thing. It's a time when this trend is it. It's a time when that trend is it. So, with that being said, stay focused, man. All that other shit, man, it's a distraction. It's a distraction. All that other shit is a distraction from you getting to the paper. And I'm out.